Welcome, listener. Today's deep dive takes us into the invisible yet really powerful world of electric charge and how it shapes our physical reality. We're looking through some notes here, concepts titled Electric Charge and Coulomb's Law. So our mission today really is to unpack the core ideas, what electric charge actually is, how objects, you know, get charged, and crucially, the forces these charged objects exert on each other. Get ready for some hopefully aha moments about these invisible forces.
Yeah, it's fascinating, really, how foundational this stuff is. I mean, everything from lightning right down to the microchips in your phone, it all comes back to this. At its most basic level, electric charge is just this intrinsic property of matter. It's carried by tiny particles. You've got protons, they have a positive charge.
Yeah.
And electrons, which carry the negative charge.
Okay, so when we talk about a charged body, what we're really saying is there's an imbalance, like too many or too few electrons.
Exactly. An imbalance.
Mm.
If an object grabs extra electrons, it becomes negatively charged. If it loses some, it ends up positively charged. This is a simple shift, but with pretty big consequences.
Right. So how do things get charged in the first place? It's not just random.
No, not at all. There are a few main ways. The first one is probably the most familiar. Charging by rubbing, or sometimes called the triboelectric effect.
Ah, like rubbing a balloon on your hair?
Mm.
Or shuffling your feet on the carpet.
Precisely those. What's happening is different materials have sort of different preferences for holding onto electrons. So when you rub them together, one might steal electrons from the other. That's why some combinations create more static than others.
That little zap you get sometimes. So that's the triboelectric effect. Okay, what else?
Well, there's also charging by direct contact. It's simpler in a way. If you touch a charged object, say a metal sphere, to an uncharged one that can conduct electricity, electrons can actually jump across or redistribute, so they end up sharing the charge.
Which brings up the difference between conductors and insulators, right?
Yeah, exactly. Electrical conductors, like metals, let that charge move around easily. Think of it like water flowing. But electrical insulators, like rubber or plastic, hold onto their charge.
Yeah.
That's pretty much stuck in place.
Okay. Conductors, insulators, rubbing, contact. Is there another way?
There is. For conductors, there's something called charging by induction. This one's a bit more subtle. You bring a charged object near a conductor, but crucially, you don't let them touch.
Near, but no touching. Okay.
Right. The presence of the charged object nearby makes the charges within the conductor rearrange themselves. So electrons might get pushed away or pulled closer, creating temporary charged regions on the conductor.
Ah, so you can influence the charge without direct contact.
You can. And you can actually see this happen with a device called an electroscope. It shows that redistribution.
Okay, this is great. So we have charged objects. We know a few ways they get charged. Mm-hmm. Rubbing, contact, induction. Now, the really interesting part for me, what happens when these charged things are near each other? The forces.
Yes, the forces. This is where Coulomb's law comes in. It's fundamental. Charles Augustin de Coulomb figured this out. His law basically describes the electric force between two point charges.
Point charges meaning like tiny charged stuff.
Yeah, ideally very small charged objects. The law states that the force between them is directly proportional to how much charge each one has. So more charge means more force. Makes sense.
Okay.
And importantly, it's inversely proportional to the square of the distance between them.
The square. So if you double the distance.
The force doesn't just halve. It drops to one quarter of what it was. It falls off really quickly with distance.
Wow. Okay. And what about the direction? Pushing or pulling?
Ah, yes. Very important. Like charges repel positive, repels positive, negative repels negative. But opposite charges attract. Positive and negative pull towards each other.
Got it. Repel if alike, attract if opposite. And the unit of charge is the coulomb, after the man himself.
That's the one, the standard SI unit for electric charge.
Now, does the stuff between the charges matter, like air versus water versus, I don't know, oil?
Absolutely it does. That's a great point. Coulomb's law usually includes a constant value, often written for a vacuum or empty space. But when there's a material in between, we need to account for its properties using something called the dielectric constant.
Dielectric constant. Okay, what does that do?
It essentially tells you how much that material reduces the electric field passing through it compared to a vacuum. In insulators, which are often called dielectrics in this context, something called polarization happens. The molecules inside the material might stretch or reorient slightly in response to the electric field. This internal rearrangement effectively weakens the overall electric force within that material.
So the material itself pushes back, in a sense?
Kind of, yeah. It reduces the net field. This is super important for things like capacitors, which store charge, and for insulating high-voltage cables. And it's interesting, for some materials, this polarization effect changes with temperature. There's often a specific Curie temperature, above which they suddenly lose this ability to spontaneously polarize. It's a sharp transition.
Fascinating. And through all this charging and interacting, there's one big rule overarching everything, isn't there?
Yes, the law of conservation of electric charge. It's bedrock. It simply states that you can't create or destroy net electric charge. You can only move it around, transfer it from one object to another. The total charge in an isolated system always stays the same.
Right. It's always accounted for. It just moves. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. What does this all mean for you, the listener? We've journeyed through the nature of electric charge itself, explored how objects become charged, rubbing, contact, induction, and we've grasped the basics of Coulomb's law, the fundamental rule governing how these charges push and pull on each other.
And connecting it all, you know, understanding these core ideas, the dance between electrons and protons, how distance affects force, the role of materials through the dielectric constant. It's just foundational to so much technology. It's the invisible physics driving everything from static cling you might notice on your clothes to, well, the incredibly complex circuits in computers and phones.
So next time you feel that static spark or just flip a light switch, think about this intricate, invisible dance of charges. It's all described by these surprisingly elegant principles. This isn't just abstract theory. It's really the fabric of our modern electrically driven world, constantly at work all around you.